Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It's a pleasure to have you with us here this afternoon. You know, let me tell you, we talk about frequencies, we talk about energies on this show, we talk about what's going on in the world. Well, today it is May 24th, 2017, and I don't know what kind of frequency is outside my door today, but you need to step outside, look up at the sun, close your eyes, and breathe in. Except I think I breathe in a little too much frequency because I've got a headache now. But anyway, which brings us right to our topic today. Today my guest is Ted Winslow. He does a lot of work with the music of sound healing about planetary frequencies. And no worries, don't get freaked out by these words. Ted's really great at explaining things. And we'll have a great time today listening to some cool music and saying, maybe I could put away that other, you know, stuff that I've been listening to. Hey, I don't even turn the radio on in my car anymore. So you never know. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Ted. Are you going to bring us some really great words of inspiration today?
Boy, I sure hope so. I know that there's a lot of, like you just mentioned beforehand, a lot of positive vibrations and a lot of great frequencies that are surrounding us now at this time, especially here in the stateside as we're getting ready to head into a beautiful spring. So,
yeah, I'll tell you, when it comes to June 1st, I kind of like to go into my hole because I get so many frequencies of, quote, hurricane season. You know, I live in the deep south, so I'm about ready to hibernate. Some people hibernate in the winter. I hibernate in the summer. I don't want to be involved in those frequencies. They're a little too much.
I can imagine that'd be a little intense. I'm here in Colorado, so it's like we're welcoming the snow finally melting off. I think our last bit of snow just started melting off the ground on Saturday.
Yeah.
Last Saturday.
Wow. Crazy. Well, you know, I think it's interesting. We look at this and we say, what are the energies and what does that really mean? What does frequency mean? What does the energies that we all talk about and people say, it's a good energy, positive vibe, all of these words, are they all the same thing? Are they all different? And, you know, I just say to everybody, all they are is a label. So just get over it. It's something that you're feeling, you're hearing, you're sensing, feel good. Feel like you want to hear it again? All right, all cool. Right, Ted? You know, I don't think you think we get so hung up on this stuff, you know, of a label of what it's supposed to be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With what I do in my line of business, dealing with a lot of music and vibrations, trying to be the alchemy of frequencies, I always like to tell people or remind them that there was, you know, three laws. The first law is the one of that Newton discovered with the law of gravity, what goes up comes down. Then we've got the law of lift. That's what makes the airplanes fly. And then with my line of business in dealing with energies and vibrations, in 1905, Einstein had discovered the law of vibration, where it's the law of nature that states that nothing rests and everything moves. Everything vibrates, and it's the difference between the manifestations of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual results simply from different levels of vibrating energy or frequencies. So, yeah, it's dealing with also, you know, energy, is it vibration? Is it light? Is it sound? It can mean anything to anybody.
You know, it's funny you said about it, what goes up must come down. I made a mental note a few years ago that I was going to stop grounding myself because it was just, man, it felt like a bag of bones I was carrying around. So I said, I'm just going to go to all the high frequencies and I'm going to feel like I'm flying all the time. And you know, when you really feel like you're really tanked down, you know, like you're just like, oh, that kind of thing, You know, sometimes those higher frequencies just kind of lift you up so you don't feel like, you know, it's not dragging you down so much. I always call it like, hey, it's your little angel shoes, you know. You have wings on your shoes, you know. It lifts you off of that vibration, you know. Kind of puts you in another state. And I always like to use a lot of these metaphors with the listeners that I think can understand that we're saying is a vibration. If the floor is resonating at a certain vibration. Like, let's say you get on one of those exercise machines and it's the one that shakes your whole body. Well, you feel it. You feel okay sometimes. Sometimes you're like, oh, I can't do this. Sometimes you want to throw up. And sometimes you'll say, heck no. But you say, well, then where do I feel good? Where do I feel best so that I don't have all of those senses that I really don't want? And that might be, you could go and stand in the ocean. And you might say, I can feel the water around me, so I don't feel that vibration as much. Some people say they go into the woods. Some people say they listen to music. Some people say that they lay down flat on the ground. Others say they walk in green grass. So really, all of this is about a vibration of the earth, a vibration of the energies. And we, too, vibrate, correct? What is the frequency, Ted, about our vibration of a human being?
You know, each frequency of each of us is going to be completely different. And I agree with you. There's the beauty of my job that I love to do, that I'm blessed because I get to pretty much spend every day in a studio recording music, and my passion of music that helps a lot of people out there. And I've got lots of testimonials with how this has been able to help them. Then it's funny, I could walk into another situation where someone's never heard of me or what I do.
Right.
And they're going to be in a whole different vibration, which could be judgment. It could be a negative vibration that they might have gotten caught up in. Well, we've been dealing with political issues here in the States for some time. And so they're going to totally shut off what other vibrations or what other potentials that they could reach.
Right.
And it's, I always find it interesting to talk to them, especially if you talk to those people who maybe watch the news every day. See, I don't watch the news. I've found that by shutting it out, because it does create a vibration, because every other thing is turning out with an ad or something that's trying to put me in what I call fight or flight vibration, which I also call as a 440 hertz. It's our body thirsts for the frequencies once it starts to recognize it. And once you realize that there's other frequencies and energies that are out there that make us feel better, we're going to always naturally gravitate towards that. As opposed to some people actually do like being in more negative frequencies, because somehow that helps them maybe for their existence for that time period.
Survive.
So yeah, we all have a different vibration. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've all run into those people who are like about the trauma and the drama 24/7 a day. And you know, if you call them up just to find out how your day's going, they're going to tell you that this sibling did this, or this son did that, or this in-law did that. And then you can call up another friend who's just high on life and is taking full advantage of everything that's out there, whether it be they like going to the gym, they like being in nature, they like doing that yoga class, or that they just had a great two-hour meditation.
You know, sometimes I have a friend, and he constantly has got talk radio on his radio. Comes home, the TV is on 24/7. And, you know, you try to, you know, if I am over there, like, I'll turn something else on, and they're like, shut that off. What is that? That doesn't sound good. Ooh, that's going to put me to sleep. And I'll go, is that the resonance that you need to be able to keep you up, so to speak? You know, some people need it almost as a drug so that it can keep the resonance high enough, because they're so used to being on that edge that anything else would feel uncomfortable to them, where it's just the opposite, when people are not feeling well, they want to feel better, so they want to lift up, you know, or whatever. But these people are just, they're always hanging on that edge, and they, you know, just that yelling and that screaming, and it's like, dude, turn your voice down. And they're like, oh, well, I have to talk to people loud all the time. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're not home now. You're at home now, so you need to just turn it off. And they just can't. They simply cannot do it.
You know, that brings up an interesting point here, which is why I did this latest album. It's called Sovereignty because it's basically a freedom. And
right.
I especially saw this past year as I was writing it and coming up with the track names and everything, that it was dawn on me exactly what you're talking about, that you know, I'll turn on the TV set, and most of them is in this frequency that's called 440. So for those who aren't familiar with what I do, my music is all tuned to different frequencies, 528. It's all different tunings. Now, what that means is our standard tuning that we have is 440 hertz, so that most musicians, when they sit down to write a song or play their instrument, they're going to tune it up to 440 hertz, which is A above middle C. And that historically, it has a lot of significance in it, but it is a very, 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 very dissonant frequency. So that leads to my music that when I had discovered years ago, by not only composing those, but incorporating theta and alpha, we're able to change our vibration with where we're at. So these people that are sitting in front of their TV set are being bombarded every 15 minutes with ads that are saying, buy this drug, eat this food, go get this product to help you slim down. Mm-hmm. You need this to feel better. Go drive this car. And they're all at that 440 hertz, which I call, again, the fight or flight type of thing. And it creates a lot of tension. And that's like, you know, we're animals. Yeah. Where do we get that sense of well-being and rest? And through my albums, you know, especially this latest one, Sovereignty, I wanted the freedom that has to deal with all of the stuff that has been going on. I mean, we could look at what just happened with Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. And people leaving this planet and all of this bad stuff that, you know, we need freedom. We need to sit back and take a breath. We need to be able to be at that higher vibration and feel good about ourselves. We need that rest in bringing our body back to its natural state where we're in a higher level of consciousness to really what's going on around us instead of being in that anxious state of fight or flight.
What is the frequency of the Earth, or is there one? And does that melt and change all the time, you know, with weather systems? And, I mean, you know, it's beyond me that people believe that the Earth is so solid. And I guess maybe it's just me that does not believe that. Because I live in Louisiana, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, our land is going away. Well, dear, there is water underneath your whole entire state. You're just living on a lily pad. So aren't you? You know, somehow in my head, I'm like, if it sticks out in the water, it's got water under it, okay? And I guess maybe I just think that, or, you know, and that it might, why does it vibrate all the time and everything, and why does it go away? But really, the concept that the Earth is a living, breathing organism is a concept people do not get. They seriously believe it's a big, huge rock that has material mass density, just like in physics, and a huge, it just plops there.
Absolutely. And we're set on how many plate tectonics are we sitting on top of that could really basically move at any point in time? We've got a core of the Earth, which is what magna, you know? And so you think, I always think of as our poles are constantly shifting because the center of the Earth is spinning. I don't know what we could Google what the rate is, but it's pretty fast with how fast this planet's spinning. And that you got to think that liquid center core is constantly shifting around. And like you said, there's water on the top of the plate tectonics. And you can deal with, well, to answer your question about the frequency of the Earth, I've got, it's roughly around 194 hertz is what the Earth's frequency is. But the area that we live in that's also important to us, we have a thing that's called the Schumann resonance. And so with the Schumann resonance, that's like 7.8. Typically, it was about 7.8, I believe, and that's been 7.8, and that's been shifting too. In 2014, okay, let me back up here too before I go to that. So people are like, okay, what is the Schumann resonance, which is the frequency that we're living in on the Earth's surface? So we talked about the Earth there. And it's the study of the electromagnetic waves that are between the surface and our ionosphere, which is roughly around 30 miles up. And this area in the ionosphere is created, this frequency is created with something like about 200 lightning storms that are basically creating about 50 flashes per second. And it's creating these electromagnetic waves that are going around and circling the Earth. We basically need these frequencies to help sustain life as we have here on Earth, scientific studies, so to speak, right? But they're showing that it's gone up in 2014 from 7.8 hertz to 11 to 14 hertz, which takes us into an alpha state. And then in January 31st of 2017, we went up to about 36 hertz, which is a beta state. And then of Easter this year in 2017, we recorded up at a 90 hertz, which takes us into a gamma state. So we're just a complete living, you know, we need the Earth. She sustains our life with water, food, keeping in the rays and the sunlight. So I agree with you so much on that.
You know, when I think about it, when we talk about your frequencies that you do with your music, and we'll play one in a moment, is that people have an idea, just like they learned in grade school for science, about how the Earth is in the universe. And in essence, though, it really is, we are all, you have electromagnetic, you have electrons and quantum physics, and you have all of this other stuff and frequencies and energies and gravity. And, you know, there's a bazillion different things at play here. And when you think about them, really what you want to do is just put your hands out in the air and just say it all exists out there, versus always trying to say it exists right here as my hand, you know, because really,
yeah,
everything around us and everything in us is what shows us who or what we are. Yet we can't understand that if there is no electromagnetic forces, if there is no quantum physics, if there is no frequencies, if there's no mass and density and on and on and on, we wouldn't have a composite form that we now see. We would just be, you know, what many have said is a holographic image, where just the energies would come together and they would dissipate and come together and dissipate. I think that's where we're eventually going to be. So everybody don't freak out. That's where we're all going eventually. But anyway, you know, this idea, you know, when this human body goes, where do you go? You know, when people sit down and talk to their spirits or their loved ones or whatever, they say, where or what is that? And is it just the energies all around us? Is it what our thoughts or our minds make up? Is it, what is it? So really, while this sounds a lot of woo-woo, this really is an idea of how science has integrated everything and every bit of what we hear, see, touch, and feel, and also who we are. And it's kind of, not to get wrapped up in trying to understand it, I think, for everybody. I think the best part to say is that there's a lot going on. We just have to find this little thing that helps us feel good here. When that works, great. Go on to the next one. Go on to the next one. And eventually, it's kind of like your co-partner. You know, this sound healing that Ted does is like a co-partner. It, you can bring it along with you, and you could say, this feels good for today. Kind of, you know, sets my tone for the day. It will help me sleep at night. It helps me feel better when I'm stressed. It helps my children not be so crazy in my house. And that's what we're talking about. So, Ted, let's play one of your clips right now. The first one up is Rhythm of Love. It's at 118 frequency, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, this is a lovely new song, Ted. What brought up the concept of making this new song?
Well, it was basically being this album had a concept of bringing in more things of like being with rhythm and in timing with our lives and our daily lives, so to speak.
Right.
There's a track on it called Transcending Time, and then also being in with the love, and that the love not only has I've had on my first album, Love and Grace, and some other one of those, that there's also rhythm that goes along with love, so that when you're being one in that frequency, you can also be in a rhythm with it too. And so that was the concept where I came, where you just like everything is just bright and is okay, and it's just like a nice, warm, cozy feeling. And I don't know if it was just my earphone, but it sounded like the track got messed up on that. It sounded like the rhythm of mud, but
did it.
So that's kind of where that's where that song came from.
You know, I think sometimes when we listen to it, it sometimes is like that okay piece. Do you know what I mean? We need to just have something that just doesn't cause more chaos, you know, in our everyday life. Many times we'll get into the car, you know, we're going to work and we're already aggravated and the kids might be screaming and we turn on the radio and then they're all singing along. So they're kind of riding on that frequency, so to speak. And then they go into school or you go into work. But sometimes you could turn it on and they still keep yelling and you wish they'd be quiet. And you know, I can remember one day I was on the highway and I literally pulled over to the side and got out of the car and says, y'all let me know when you're done, you know, because I just couldn't, the frequency in that car was just too much and I had just had enough, you know, I had a long day. So I think sometimes we have to step out, and I think when we start to listen to that, we may say, you know, what does this music really mean? It doesn't have a beat. It doesn't have something to dance to, and that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for your inner frequency of yourself to be able to sense that, correct?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's an area that we can set our intentions that are with this. And it's kind of funny because one of the biggest questions I always get asked, and I have like over 200 tracks, is that people are like, well, I have this or I have that. And what frequency do you recommend for me? And our body is intuitive as it is on its own. So you can look at them and you're going to realize what the intention is of the songs. And those frequencies have a lot to do with those, because you can think that if we go, an easy way to describe that is like, I'm looking out the window right now to the Rocky Mountains, and I'm seeing greens with blue skies and yellows and some of the grasses and stuff. And so that's all frequencies that we see every day, but we always forget about the other frequencies that we can hear. And so this was a way when I was not only as being an engineer, but as a musician, that I could blast it. One of my clients or an individual with that frequency, and we could instantly see change. And I've done scientific studies. I've got those on my website at tedwinslow.com. But we don't like to generally take the jagged pill, even though we know that it's good for us. And so that's where, as a musician in me, I was able to put these frequencies into compositions so that they're all harmonically related and balanced and included with the theta on that. So that it can change the dynamics of a person. You're having a bad day, or you start out with a bad morning. I like to use them typically at the end of the day. I've seen people cook their meals with them because of the stress of the day we have to go through, go to work, go to school. You deal with the anxiety from that. Maybe you're not getting the attaboys in the job that you probably think that you probably should be getting, and they're asking more of you, and you're kind of down by the time that you're getting out. Your body's worn down. You've been in this anxiety thing, and you can find what your body's going to need by selecting one of the tracks off of one of my albums. It might be planetary frequencies. You might need to touch base with the angels. You might have your favorite angel, angelic frequency. You might have an earthly frequency or a divine frequency, and it'll instantly change you. It's the craziest thing that I've done many times with testing individuals under complete different conditions. And in 6 minutes, and there's the other thing too, is that I've also found that 6 minutes works really good, that you can see change right then and there. And it's getting shorter. I'm finding ways to be able to make it shorter.
You know, it's interesting that when you go to these healing places, you know, they will sometimes have on some kind of like elevator music, or some places will have nothing on because they said, oh, they like the peace and quiet. But sometimes that peace and quiet doesn't resonate with some people, and they come out of like a massage saying, oh, I hurt more. Oh, I have a headache. Oh, I don't feel well in there, you know, or their mind never shuts off. I think it's sometimes because they haven't latched on to that frequency to be able to balance their body. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of my clients love taking them in when they go to their massage appointment. And the concept behind that too is, and a lot of, you can use them in your meditation, you can use them in your yoga practice. People have used them to calm down at night so they could go to sleep, so it helps clear the chatter out of their head from that day's event that's doing that. Especially if they're stuck in the TV land with listening to the droning on in the news and stuff. So it has a profound effect, and it can happen quickly. That was the other thing too, is that I mainly designed it for myself because I was constantly moving, doing the stressful occupations, jobs, and playing in a band, and we're getting off the stage at 12 o'clock at night. And of course I'm playing 440 hertz of this loud music, and I couldn't rest or sleep. And just constantly on the go. And that's when I started really realizing what these frequencies, how quickly that they can change me. And I talked to healers, and they're like, oh, well, Ted, you should sit down and do a 2-minute meditation. And I'm like, man, that would be really great. But I don't, how many people really have that 2 hours in a day to sit down and do a meditation? And as I played with these and was able to use imaging devices and scientific tools. I've got a friend that's from Russia that has helped me out through some of this, and he's developed some stuff that's used out in Russia for the athletes. And we could see that in 6 minutes, now that has a better effect in some cases than if you were doing a 2-hour meditation. 6 minutes.
Right.
It's that fast.
Yeah. Let's play your song, Freedom Journey. And now this one is a totally different frequency. It's 528.
And my favorite frequency.
Definitely one you could sit there and listen to it like forever. Yes.
It's a funny one because it just reminds me kind of like diddy bopping along through life, and you're just seeing one tragedy next to you, and you're like, we just kind of keep going. That's okay. When I was riding that, my truck, my engine caught on fire, and I'm like, literally as I pull up to the office space, and I'm like, what's that smell? And it's like on fire, and I I had to have it come towed away. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to journey right on. I don't have it. That's fine. And, you know, I got it back 2 days later, and everything's okay, man. It moves right on. We just journey on.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than trying to always be so scattered, you know, and to be out there where, you know, so much chaos around you all the time. You know, we see this sometimes when people are really over anxious, worried about things. You know, you could walk in the room and everybody's like yak. You can kind of sense it. And when you can just bring some sense of like that linear middle line, it just feels so much better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that person that's scowling in the corner, you send them some love, and they're like, hey, maybe I feel a little bit better there.
Yeah. You know what, have you ever taken your music outside and maybe to see what effects it would have on growing plants?
Yeah, actually, I have. We have a plant video that we have from one of the songs that's off of this, and we're off of my latest album. And it's done. We just haven't edited it. I mean, I sat there and filmed it. I did a 440 hertz popular music channel that I just blasted at the plant and just kind of watched where it was kind of going, and then turned around and played this song to it, and it just started coming back up. We've got cows in our backyard, and there's been a time where I've gone out there. I've actually walked out with a guitar, and I've tuned it to 528, and the cows would actually kind of come up. That was pretty cool to see how that would happen too. So
interesting.
I should go do a video on that one too.
Yeah, really, because you know you have to think of it as. They have to have their frequency too, and they're looking for some semblance of something that's different. So they would come definitely, you know, right to it. Or so it would seem, right?
Yeah. They don't typically, if they're out there and I'll see them grazing or whatever, and I'll walk up and they're kind of like, yeah, as a human, I don't want anything to do with them. They're kind of turning away. But then you start playing that music, and then they're kind of like coming up like, wow. And I've got two dogs. And they're funny. Right. The one dog they don't like, and then I've got my black lab, and they love the black lab. They'll get there on the fence and touch noses and stuff. So there's a frequency of that of my black lab that they like. The other one's a schnauzer, so she's a little cranky probably.
Well, you know, we think about the concept of water. Water has to have some frequency, yes, because it has the chemical bonds, and the chemical bonds to hold those molecules together has to have some sort of resonance. It doesn't have zero, right?
Right, right, exactly. And that's, you know, that's a great point, because our bodies are what, and you can correct me on this one, I think about 75% is water. It's a great carrier for vibration. If I'm scuba diving, I can hear the clanking on a scuba tank underwater or an engine up above. Then if I'm up on the surface and hearing that clanking, it doesn't resonate as much. And so when we're listening to these frequencies, they entrain our bodies with these frequencies. 528 is the frequency of love. 432 is the universal frequency. I mean, I've tuned our home piano to 432. And best one, for anybody who wants more information on it, I highly recommend getting Dr. Emoto's book, The Hidden Messages of Water. He talks of what the frequency – I don't know what the specific frequency is of water, but I've done some tests with it as well, because I was curious to see – as I could see through biophotonic imaging. In fact, I developed a device that could be able to measure the energy in water and how it would hold or dissipate over a certain amount of time. I've got a video of that one up on my website as well. That's with popular music and this kind of music, the sound healing or next generation of sound healing. And I call it the next gen of sound healing because I think sound healing has kind of been given a generic term that a lot of people can think, well, I'm going to break out my medicine drum and I'm going to play that. And yeah, you're going to get something out of that. Crystal bowls, our voice, which I think is the best one. I've got vocal toning series on all of that. But I looked at it that it's kind of like, well, if we have a smoothie and if I drink a carrot juice, I know a carrot's going to be good for me, or an apple juice. But if I go with a smoothie that has carrots, apples, cilantro, cumin,
right.
you know, ginger, garlic, and all that stuff, it's going to be much, much better for me. So it's kind of, I call it kind of like the next gen of sound healing. They're classical compositions based on the frequency, just because that's where my main background is as a composer and producer and an engineer.
But also,
yeah,
there's no such thing as, well, you know, there's no such thing as pure water anymore. Even our bodies, there's so many chemicals, toxins, and byproducts. You know, everybody from one second to the next is a totally different resonation of, you know, a certain frequency. So if everything is totally different all the time, the best thing you can do is play a different set of frequencies and just kind of meander through it. In other words, you don't, everybody says, oh, well, I want to be this. And this is the top of the ladder and the tip of the pin, and that's the frequency that I want to attain. However, is that really permanence? There is no permanence in life, don't forget. So if everything's just a vibration and we're vibrating with these frequencies and they change all the time, just like your Sovereignty album that we've been featuring today, there are many different frequencies. And really it's about maybe you could play it from the beginning and just walk your way through it and be able to say, oh, that sounds good. Or and your body will just walk along with you. You know, it's sort of like if you drop leaves in a river, you know, it just doesn't stop because it met the water. It just flows along with the water. So that's really the idea of a frequency and how your body might feel with different sounds and different things. Is it will accommodate it. It's not going to resist it. It's going to accommodate it, and it'll bring it along as a co-partner in a ride, yes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because all these frequencies that I do are really healing frequencies. When I really started analyzing what 440 had been doing to me, you know, my friends always kind of kid around. I'm like, geez, it's no wonder that all these great rock bands had broken up because they're all playing in this dissonant tuning. They all want to kill each other when they're on tour. Okay, not kill each other, but they get upset with each other. And if you get into a more harmonious frequency and experience, it's fresh and vibrant. And it's each one is a new beginning to also a new ending as well.
So let's play your next one. It's Transcending Time. Any thoughts on this one? This is 660. Now we're going above that mark of 528. What about that frequency of 660?
660 is, you know, Transcending Time is slowing down, or it can actually be the speeding up of time. As I was kind of talking earlier a little bit about with the Earth frequency, with the Schumann resonance raising and getting up higher. I've been seeing a lot. My days are going faster, and it's being more conscious of where we're at right now, especially in this point in time, because I think there's so much that's going on. If we stop and get out of the muck of it, and then we can just see all that this is going on and have a greater appreciation and a higher consciousness for what we're going, what we're doing, what we want to achieve, and meeting those goals, expectations, and creations. So that's where that one's coming from. And it's in a higher in the 660 hertz. That's kind of like a mid-high frequency that I always like to think of as a warm frequency for me.
Right. Let's play Transcending Time from the Sovereignty album.
Thank you.
And Ted, what are your thoughts, I think, on sometimes when people say this music is unique to them, they've never heard something like it before, but they sometimes might fear it. I think every time we have people who want to fear things because they don't really know what it means, and they say, but a frequency, is that controlling? Is that doing something to me? And the answer is really no, because there's frequencies everywhere. You get a frequency when you walk to the Walmart, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, there's nothing controlling that's inside of it at all. It was just it was a way for those that, as we run through this life at mock speed, like I always get around saying, feel like I'm running through my day with my hair on fire, with picking the kids up and going to kids' activities, to having to deal with this phone call or deal with this fire or that fire, the car engine blowing up. And so it's not about that. It's like, okay, at the end of the day, how do we get back to our natural being? We're earth beings. We're here on this earth for a reason. We're connected to this earth. We depend on it. And this is all a part of these great frequencies that I feel have been taken out somewhat of our daily lives. Now, I'll do spiritual journeys every September because it's just the nicest month here in Colorado. I like to go up in the mountains, and I'll do a backpacking trip where I have no sounds, but I can hear music going through the winds of the trees and come up with it with a song. I felt the presence of, on my angelic sound healing album, Ariel was all around me. And at the time I didn't know it was coming in, but all of these signs were leading up. And as I've connected in with my music and what I'm doing, I now find that kind of coming out of that deep sleep state in the night, and what before I wake up, I get these messages, and as soon as I wake up and start to get out of bed to go to get ready going, it's like I have my daily plan with what I have to do and what's the new frequencies coming in that's going to help people. And that's why I do this, is because it helps people. I'm gifted the fact that I love playing music. I play every instrument that there is, and I will just play for hours. And to be able to do something that's helping us through this journey that we're all sharing on this planet, and giving an ounce of hope, it's, you know, and making somebody feel better for, and you know, the cost of an album is like nothing these days. So,
you know, it's so interesting when I think about it. I've always had this dream, I think probably for about maybe 30 years, is that we would be walking down the street and there would be this music that would be subliminal. In other words, you would hear it but not hear it. And that kind of seems like the essence of what a frequency is. It's something that's there. You hear it, you don't hear it, you don't know. And it's sort of like it's piped in everywhere that you go. So kind of you are tuning into that sound or that frequency of the world or where you are, and it's just how you react to it in your day, you know?
Absolutely.
Interesting thought on it.
Each album that I've come out has been a whole concept. This latest one, Sovereignty About Freedom, you go from the beginning of the album to the end, and there's a whole concept that's going from freedom journey to illuminated truth and ending the trip to the sovereign and free. I had one that was fairies. I would call it my fairies album. It's the frequency of the fairies. And I was tapping into my Celtic heritage. And I know people are like, oh, well, but there's evil fairies and all of that. Well, there's also good elementals that are out there too. And that was the whole frequency of that came in. And it's so bizarre as I go through this, because I sit down and write these albums and it's this concept. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done with it. It's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. But then there's another one that's coming right behind it. And I've got two right now. This one was just released, and I've got two other ones coming. So it's a beautiful thing, hearing that come into my head and being able to sit down and oh, this is the guitar. Oh, this is going to be bringing in a violin. Oh, I need a vocal on this one here. Because each timbre, each voice and instrument has its frequency.
It's like the waves you're just feeling. Really, all you're doing is just reading the waves of the earth or the universe. I mean, sometimes I would say to people, if you can't kind of understand how you fit into the universe, or if you're important or not, just take a handful of glitter and throw it up in the air. And they'll say, oh, well, you know, it all fell on the ground, it's dirty, and now I got to clean it up. kind of, I would say, when you threw it up, it just sparkled in the sunlight. It scattered everywhere. Some fell over here. Some still stayed in the air. Some went everywhere. And, you know, and I think it's all about perception. I think this concepts that we talk about today, we were talking about Ted Winslow's music, it's all about perception of what you're expecting or perception and allowing. Can you allow yourself to just be expanded and open, or do you have to have a perception of what it's going to do to me, or it's going to control me, or it's going to fix me, or it's going to heal me? I think really the concept is allowance, period. Moment to moment living, we talk about it all the time, and it's not about reaching a point, reaching a place. You're here, sense, feel, let it go, and just accept and allow things. And I think that's really what we're talking about. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing because we can influence the brain and the function of the brain in so many ways. And that I love dealing with this because I deal with, I also put in the frequencies of alpha. So I use binaural beats. Where I'm able to also incorporate through my engineering, I'm the first one to do not only just alpha waves or theta waves, but I do alpha and theta waves on this. And so that's a way that I can bring that in. It's a phenomenon that's called the frequency and following response, so that we can receive the stimulus of the frequencies in these this range of the brain waves. And that's through a company, through the studies that I've done with that and the development of it, which was called through SoundSync Tech.
Because when you hear it out there, you have to be able to accept it. You know, you can't, you can allow it passively, and I think that's a really good thing because then you kind of don't even recognize and you can just feel better right from the get-go. And I think sometimes, though, when we have a dissonant frequency ourselves, it's not able to be accepted. So if you find that one song, you say, oh, I kind of don't like the sound of that. Ted has tons of other albums on his website. Please do check them out. We've featured the Fairies one before, and I love that one. And also today we were talking about the Sovereignty album. So, Ted, can you share a little bit how to find out more information about you? And you have everything on your website. You have samples of your music. You have your albums and everything.
Absolutely. The best way to get a hold of me and find out more about me is to visit my website, which is at tedwinslow.com. And we've got digital downloads that are available there. You can purchase it on iTunes, Amazon. I'm also on all the major distributions internationally as well. In fact, one of the things that I'd like to give the listeners is a free copy. So as they hear them explaining this and they're like, okay, what is this? Is that you can download a free copy of Angelic Sound Healing on my website. If you just go on to, again, tedwinslow.com, go to the store, check out Angelic Sound Healing. And when you go to checkout, there's going to ask you for a coupon code. So before you put in your credit card information, you'll put in this coupon code and just type in radio so it zeroes out your balance. And then you can get that and download that so that you can hear these frequencies. And these ones are particular from the angels. And it's funny because this one's also one of my Amazon bestseller. It's been an Amazon bestseller numerous times. So, and you know, you like that. Now that's the beginning of the journey because you've got frequency of the fairies, you've got planetary, harmonia, there's vocal toning, I do voice coaching. And so you can really expand from there with all of these. I do ask, because I'm an independent label, I did not want to go along the corporate route where some of these other musicians and so-called healers had done, and they're working underneath of a big company. And so I'm just an independent label so that I can keep everything kind of at a minimum, keep it true to where it's at. The way that most people help find me is it with the good comments that are on there. If you have an iTunes or an Amazon, please put in a good review of that because that helps out so many people. I get so much written back to me that's saying, oh, I saw the comments on Solfeggio and thank you. I agree so much. That helped me out by seeing what these people sharing their experiences with on that.
Absolutely. And I think that that's important, is that people provide feedback, because it helps others to understand it that might be along that same path, you know. We can't all understand it all the time, but if we hear it several different ways, maybe then we'll say, oh, now I get it. Now it's something that I might want to look into. So I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. They can, and then you can find me on Twitter, and I've got I'm on Facebook with Solfeggio Sound Healing on Facebook.
Well, Ted, what we're going to do today is we're going to play the entire song Sovereign Free to close out the show. It's been such a pleasure to have you with us. I think sometimes, you know, when these energies come around, we kind of get thrown off the kilter, and we have to reset our own self. So what I'm talking about is, you might say today, gosh, you know, I don't know what it was, but it seemed like everybody was barking at me for some reason, or, man, I just had a really rough day and I came home and I've got a headache. And the idea is about resetting your frequencies, and you can do that great with Ted's music. Again, the album we talked about today was Sovereignty, and you just play from beginning to end, and it'll find your frequency, and it will help balance something in you that needs to be. That's the difference of having all those different frequencies. So really give it a try. Ted, it was such a pleasure to have you with us today. I hope everyone takes advantage of your the samples that you have on your radio, I'm sorry, on your website, and again, put in the coupon code radio. And I think it's really great that you offer that, because we'll be able to share it even more, I think, by being able to put it out there. So thank you.
Well, we can thank you for having me on today. We can all be a part of this frequency revolution, spreading love and light.
Right.
And thank you for all that you do and being able to connect us all together on your beautiful show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ted. I love to have you on, because I sit here and we talk about music, and we every time we come up with something different. So I think it's a great time. So thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone have a great day. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and here we go. You'll listen to the entire song of Sovereign Free to close out the show.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit www.drjeanettewellness.com to schedule a phone appointment today with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.